No one has claimed responsibility for the car bomb at a nightclub on the island resort of Bali that killed nearly 200 people, but it has raised fears that Al-Qaeda might be involved. Many of those killed in Saturday's attack were Australians, as well as tourists from Canada, Britain, Germany, and Sweden. Two Americans also were among the dead. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Kuta, Bali. Who's the Indonesian government blaming for the attack?
Early this evening, local time, after he came out of a cabinet meeting, Indonesia's defense minister, Matori Abdul Jalil, said that the Bali blast is related to Al-Qaeda, with the cooperation, he said, of local terrorists. He did not elaborate on which local terrorists he was referring to, nor did he provide evidence to support his statement. But there's been a great deal of speculation here, even before the defense minister's statement, that a local group called Jamaah Islamiyah, a group with links to Al-Qaeda, was behind the bombing. Australia's Foreign Minister Alexander Downer said over the weekend that he didn't know for sure who was behind the attack, but he said that Jamaah Islamiyah has, quoting here, certainly been responsible for terror attacks over the years. Now, Western security officials suspect the group of plotting several attacks on Western targets in Southeast Asia over the past year or so, and Western countries want the Jamaah leader, Abu Bakar Bashir, and some of his lieutenants arrested. So far, the Indonesian authorities have been reluctant to do so, but tonight's statement might be the first indication they may be getting ready to do so if they provide evidence that Jamaah Islamiyah was involved.
What about those allegations?
Abu Bakar Bashir gave several interviews today denying his group had anything to do with the attack here in Kuta, and he went so far as to suggest that some Western country may have carried it out in order to give credence to U.S. claims that Indonesia is becoming a base for terrorists.
Well, the United States has been worried about attacks lately.
Absolutely, and it may be a coincidence, but this attack came on the second anniversary of the bombing of the USS Cole in Yemen, an attack in which 17 American sailors died. There have also been a series of attacks elsewhere in the world in the past week or so. A U.S. Marine was killed while on maneuvers in Kuwait. You had what appears to be a terrorist attack on a French oil tanker in Yemen, and now this attack. And there's some speculation that all these attacks could be linked. Now, the U.S. government has already been very concerned, as you said. The embassy in the Indonesian capital, Jakarta, for example, was closed for nearly a week last month after information was received of a possible terrorist threat. And late last week, the U.S. government issued a new worldwide travel warning. And now, after this weekend's attack, the State Department has advised all U.S. citizens to defer travel to Indonesia and suggested that Americans here already should leave. The U.S. has also ordered all non-essential diplomatic personnel and their dependents to leave the country. And the U.S. ambassador to Indonesia, Ralph Boyce, told the Associated Press that there is new evidence confirming what the U.S. has suspected for months, if not years, that Al-Qaeda operatives are present here and have made contact with local extremists. Now, the Indonesian defense minister's comments tonight seem to support this claim, but again, there's no hard evidence yet to support that. But it's clear, though, that this attack, if not aimed at the U.S. in particular, is aimed at the West and those countries who support the U.S. in its war against Al-Qaeda.
What's the scene there today?
Well, at the scene of the blast today, there wasn't a lot going on. It was very subdued. There are hundreds of Indonesian security personnel who've now roped off the area, and they aren't letting anyone in. Indonesian forensic teams are going through what's left of the block of shops and clubs and restaurants to see if they can learn more about the bomb. Meanwhile, many tourists here seem to be packing up and leaving. Qantas, the Australian carrier, added two flights today to cope with the number of people who want to leave, who feel that it's just not safe to be here anymore.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in Kuta, Bali.